security is watertight. In fact, it is difficult to see people moving in town. There are soldiers just everywhere, and you could still see some fright among the few civilians, the few citizens we met on the street. I was asking them what was really wrong. They are saying that they're afraid of the unknown. They don't know what can happen tomorrow because they are threatening the whole place. But at the same time, they are saying some of them want to give a befitting burial to the man who had led Chad for 30 years, the late President Idris Deby. Now, as you move along the Chadian capital, Ndjamena, you also see pictures, effigies, campaign messages with President Idris Deby. You know, the elections mm-hmm. were held last month, so you could see these pictures all over the town. But the message is just that there is fright almost everywhere. People are afraid of the unknown, and security has been deployed because we are told about 16 heads of state and government are going to be in Ndjamena for the funeral tomorrow.
You mentioned about uncertainty, fear of the unknown, and the fright that it's causing people that you're seeing there. Does that have more to do with the president's son being appointed the new leader of the country and the military council? Or does that have something to do with the rebels who have vowed to carry on the fight and take it to?
Yes, it has to do with the appointment of the transitional military council, military senior officials of the military led by the son, the 37-year-old son of President Idris Deby Itno. They're promising to lead the country for 18 months and hand over to civilian rule. But the opposition and the rebels have warned and seriously too that they should hand over to civilian rule. Remember that the military decided to stop parliament and the National Assembly. So it is the fear, there's the fear of the unknown in the town because nobody knows what is going to be happening tomorrow. The rebels are threatening. They gave the military council up to last night, that is the night of Thursday, to bury President Idris Deby. And they are saying that any foreign head of state who comes to Ndjamena as from midnight yesterday is at his own risk. They cannot assure them of security. That is where the fear of the unknown is coming from. And also the fact that people here have been receiving threats on social media, over social media platforms, from people they don't even know. So they're complaining that it is not easy for them. They cannot go out. They are threatened. Their lives are not safe. The military is everywhere in town. That is just what is happening here.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about, you know, France has come out and said that it does support the military takeover with this council because of the situation with the FACT rebel group and the fight against the insurgents. How do people feel about the international response, President Deby's death?
You know, France is the country that is highly criticized out here by civilians, by Chadians. People here are feeling that France is intruding into the affairs of Chad. They're asking why, instead of asking the military to hand over to civilian rule, France is instead supporting the military. And so they're questioning the democracy, that of democracy France is practicing and wants to impose on Chad. The people here are also so angry that Cameroon, which is a neighboring state to Chad, has also been supporting the military council. The head of state of Cameroon, President Paul Biya, sent a sealed letter to the son of President Idris Deby, Mahamat Deby, who is leading the military council, extending his support to Chad. So people are not really happy here with that type of support because most people think that they have been in a dictatorship for a very long time and they wanted democracy, they wanted power to be handed over democratically. They were disgruntled with the Idris Deby regime for being so long in power and thought that the world would have come in now instead to say democracy should prevail. They should hand over the democratic rule.
Really quickly, the funeral for President Deby is slated for Friday. What can you tell us about what's going to happen and what concerns there are?
The only issue is that of the uncertainty I was talking of. The uncertainty I was talking about. So that the Chadian president is coming and the rebels are threatening. They are found in the north. Also, President Idris Deby is going to be buried in his hometown in the north, where the rebels are also around. But the governing council, the military council, think that they are up to the task, that they are in charge, and that they can take control.